Tisha B'Av, many people have the natural tendency to let Avelos for Beis HaMikdash sort of recede very much to the back burner, if anywhere, in our consciousness. But the truth is that we have Nehuga Avelos for the Beis HaMikdash all year round. So one of them is the obligation to tear Kriya upon seeing significant places B'Churbanan. The Gemara says, quote in Shulchan Aruch, Tav Kuf Samech Aleph, person sees Arei Yehuda B'Churbanan, or Yishalayim, or the Makom HaMikdash, a person is obligated to tear Kriya. It's an ascending order of severity. So if a person sees Arei Yehuda and then Yishalayim, he'd have to tear further. He'd have to make another Kriya, sees the Makom HaMikdash. So that is something which applies, in fact, all year round. There is an interesting discussion as to what is the definition of Bichurbanon, in a state of destruction. The Beis Yosef writes, well, what about the fact that we have certain cities where there are Jews living nowadays, Arei Yehuda? So he says, doesn't matter. As long as it's under the control of the non-Jews, that's called Bichurbanon. And this is quoted in the Mishnah Berurah as well. So, Baruch Hashem, now we can have the reverse discussion. Or not just the reverse, but a much further discussion. That we're in control. The Jews are in control of many places. So the general assumption is that when it comes to Arei Yehuda, people do not tear Kriya Bismanenu, although if there would be Arei Yehuda, that we would actually know for sure that this is their real location and they're not under Jewish sovereignty, so then one, in fact, should tear Kriya. When it comes to Makom HaMikdash, it definitely doesn't seem to go by sovereignty. Makom HaMikdash, it goes by the Kedushas HaMikdash. We don't have the Beis HaMikdash. There definitely is an obligation to tear Kriya. What about when it comes to Yerushalayim? Is Yerushalayim more like Arei Yehuda or more like Makom HaMikdash? The fact that we have sovereignty in Yerushalayim, does that mean there's no obligation to tear Kriya? So the Igros Moshe writes that, in fact, it's one of the Arei Yehuda, and there's no obligation to tear Kriya. There are those who disagree. Rav Salavechik is quoted as suggesting, and Rav Shlomo Zalman seemed to pass in the halacha, that maybe there in fact is still an obligation to tear Kriya of Yerushalayim, either because it is the need to tear Kriya of Yerushalayim is an outgrowth of the special Kedusha of Yerushalayim, which is not able to be expressed Bizmanenu. We don't have the ability to eat Meiser Sheni, your Kachim Kalim in Yerushalayim. Or because, Shlomo Zalman suggests, maybe we don't really have such a high level of Shilton after all. We can't do whatever we want. Really, we shouldn't let there be churches in Yerushalayim, and we don't have the ability to get rid of that. That's not even called Shilton. But in any event, the Minhag Olam is not to tear Kriya on Yerushalayim, but yes, to tear Kriya on Makom HaMikdash. Nonetheless, there are many who seem to not really be knowing at all to tear Kriya, even on Makom HaMikdash. Is there any justification for that? So when it comes to residents of Yerushalayim, there already is a discussion in the postgame. The Radvaz writes that people in Yerushalayim are not careful to tear Kriya when they see the Makom HaMikdash. It goes by every 30 days. If you haven't seen it for 30 days, he says they're not careful to tear Kriya, and he criticizes them. And he says it's the wrong thing that, and don't tell me that it goes by Ogmas Nefesh, and you live in Yerushalayim, there's always Ogmas Nefesh, because you're right, you're in Yerushalayim B'Churbana. So he says, no, when you see the Makom HaMikdash, there's more Ogmas Nefesh. Haraya, but there's an additional Kriya when you go from Yerushalayim to the Makom HaMikdash. So says the Radvaz. Nonetheless, the Birkei Yosef and others quote that the minhag was that the residents of Yerushalayim did not tear Kriya. Two possible svaras why that was the case. One I saw quoted in the name of the Aderet, that since you're right there and you could go anytime, so it's not really called separate Re'iyas. Even if you haven't seen it for 30 days, it's like Ke'ilu, you have seen it for 30 days. Well, alternatively, the Mishnah Halachas writes, you see from the Radvaz, that the reason to tear Kriya is because of Ogmas Nefesh. Bizmanenu, unfortunately, we don't have Ogmas Nefesh at all, really. People have more Ogmas Nefesh on the shirt that they have to tear than on the actual Churban. So what's the point of really tearing Churban? Maybe that's a reason to tear Kriya in its own right, the fact that we don't have Ogmas Nefesh. Maybe that's a reason to tear Kriya. There's also a discussion of Tukachinsky as a sefer on called Ira Kodesh HaMikdash, on everything having to do with Yerushalayim and Halacha. So he writes, as a chakira, is the reason to tear Kriya as an expression of Tsar or in order to stimulate Tsar? But in any event, in the Halicha Shlomo, he writes that in fact, the minhag is that residents of Yerushalayim don't tear Kriya if they've been in Yerushalayim, even if they haven't seen the Makom HaMikdash in 30 days. But with regard to people outside Yerushalayim, I've seen it written as a limud schus, but l'chatchila, certainly, if a person hasn't seen in 30 days, he should should tear kriya. Just with regard to a few of the details, so Shulchan Aruch writes, you tear every layer ad shigalas liba. Shlomo Zalman Aruch writes, in Micha Shlomo, that minig is not like that. That just to tear the outer layer. What's the definition of seeing the Makom HaMikdash? So if Tukachinsky writes, at first he thought you have to see the actual ground. So that many people often don't see. But then he writes, no, I think that if you see the domes, so then that already is a clear indication of the Churban, and one would tear Kriya. So that happens, of course, anytime you go in the vicinity of the Makom HaMikdash. And finally, what about the issue of days? There's a widespread conception that you go on a day when there's anything special whatsoever, you don't say Tachnun, that you don't take Kriya. I didn't see really any source for that. I did see discussions of what if you go on Shabbos, what if you go on Yontif, what if you go on Chol HaMoed. Even Poskim, Igros Moshe mentions and allows the minug of not tearing if you go on Friday afternoon, but the idea that you just don't go, you don't take Kriya anytime there's no Tachanun or Shchodesh, or let's say today, Tu B'Av, that I did not see. So in any event, this halacha certainly should remind us that going to the Yerushalayim, to Makom HaMikdash, is a great, great schus. But at the same time, we should feel that sense of we're missing something, and hopefully we'll be zocheh to have it in the near future.